All right, welcome to another episode of the Bracket Buddies, the show where we debate random topics bracket style until we arrive at an ultimate winner. My name is Ashton, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Jake. What's up, Jake?
Hello, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's good. Saturday morning, we're starting this, so can't complain.
Yes.
So if this is your first time joining us, here's a refresher for you. The topics are random, and the rules are simple. There are no rules. If one of us has a compelling argument that can sway the other to help a 16 seed upset a 1 seed, then that's great. You can follow us and play along on Twitter at Bracket Buddies, and you can email us more random topics via email at bracketbuddies@gmail.com. So with all that said, let's get to this week's topic. Who is today's top power couple? And what we mean is, which real-life couple do we think out-awesomes all the others? So Jake, do you want to go over like the qualifiers for how we pick these couples?
Yeah, so the general rule for picking these couples is they have to be alive, so no Jackie O and JFKs. they also have to be real, so no Lois and Clark, no Ben and Leslie. they don't have to be married, but they can't. But they need to be in an established couple, so no flings, so no Hiddle Swifts, nothing like that. It's got to be a long-standing relationship that's recognized, not just tabloid fodder. So I think
if they were married and now divorced, then they are disqualified.
Right. So. If the relationship is over, they are not involved in this competition. They have to be currently, as of recording, who knows exactly what could happen by the time this comes out, but as of recording, they were in a couple.
Exactly. So sadly, as of today, I think, you know, Chris Pratt and Anna Faris don't really count, but
yeah, that was a bummer. That one would have been on my list for sure.
Who knows? Yeah, absolutely. All right. So perfect. Those are the qualifiers. So let's just go ahead and get down to our nominees. You actually went first last week, so I'll go ahead and take the lead on this one. And my first power couple is going to be, I think I'll just go with the obvious, Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. I think that's pretty safe start.
All right. That was on my list. I wasn't sure. It was low on my list. I wasn't sure if I was going to use it just because of my disdain for Tom Brady. I will go with a more obvious route, and I actually have to talk to you about this one. Royal couples. Are we allowed to use multiple, or are we just going to put one in here?
Well, we do this all the time, so we're going to try to get down to 16. So I'm sure we can come up with 100 if we really wanted to. So if we come up with a royal couple and then I come up with another one, we can decide if they both deserve a spot, or we can... So,
that's,
if
you want to, they all there, they are ahead. The ultimate, they're big time power couple. So I don't want to, you know, kick any of them out, especially with recent news and stuff. But I'm gonna go with the what are they, 70 years strong, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip.
Okay, I was actually gonna hold on to that because I thought that was the ultimate power couple, literally power, like one of the few couples in here that controls a navy, I think. So
yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
All right, so next, all right, let me mark that off. I'll go someone maybe a little off, and then just because I don't want to forget them, this definitely pertains to me probably more than you, but I'm going to go with a sports power couple, which is rare, that both of them play sports, but Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf.
Okay, they're still together?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, why not? We can do that. No, that's fine. I don't have any sports stars on mine, actually. Well, I have one, but he's with a pop star, so I don't know if I'm going to use that one or not. My next one, let's mix it up a little bit. We talked a little bit before recording that a Jonas brother is currently in a relationship, not with Taylor Swift. Joe Jonas is engaged to Sophie Turner, Sansa Stark from Game of Thrones. Let's throw that on there.
Okay. Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner, right? And I'll just say this now, if you're listening and you're just, I mean, we get down to 15, 16 or even the honorable mentions and you're just screaming, you know, at your headphones saying, why aren't you listing my favorite? Well, a list. So you're just going to, you know, email in your gripes or suggestions. Yes. All right. I'm going to go, I think it just has to be listed. I kind of hope they make the final list because I want to see how Kanye West and Kim Kardashian West.
That is on my list, so let's do it. And move on to my next one. I'm going to go Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi.
I'm actually really happy. I had to do a ton of fact-checking on this because there were so many of these. I go, are they still married? Did they ever get married? And I thought there was a rumor or something back in the day or something that these two split up, and I'm actually very happy to see they're still together. So I think that is a great
I too addition. Researched that one, but they are still together. It made my heart a little happy too. So let's put them on the list.
Awesome. All right. So this is another one. This is like how we specifically think that a couple is a power couple. But one of them is strictly just complete jealousy. So I'm going to go with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Okay. My wife will be glad you cited them and disappointed that I wasn't the one to do it. So they're definitely going on the list.
Yeah, they're definitely on the list.
So since you took one that I was going to do for my wife, I'll go with the second one that is definitely for her, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
Okay, so, and I'm not saying they won't make the list. Obviously, I know who John Legend is. Who is he married to? Like, Chrissy what Teigen, is what does she do?
She's a really model. She's a model. She's on what's it called? Lip Sync Battle. She's okay. One of the hosts, and she's very good on social media. And my wife loves her, and we're not allowed to kick her off the list.
Oh, no.
Because yeah, I might not be a power couple anymore if I leave them off of my list.
Yeah, I hate to say for you and your wife, but you know, Jake and Leanne will not be on making the list just because I think your net worth isn't quite there yet.
Yeah, I don't know if our net worth makes it.
All right. This is another one that is a little close to me, but I just think, again, just the word power comes to mind when I think of now both of these people, but Serena Williams and her now fiance, I'm just going to call him dude who invented Reddit. His name is actually Alexis Ohanian. I don't know how to pronounce that, but they are engaged and have a child together. So I do believe they qualify.
Okay. How many are we at now?
That's a good question. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eight? Okay. So 4 nine. More each. Wait, are we on 9 or 8?
We're on 9.
Okay. This is the 9th one.
No. You're listing the 10th one.
Ah, shit. Okay. All right. Let's see. Who do I want to do? Let's go. This is a little more small time, maybe, but Leanne and I just watched The Big Sick again today.
Okay.
A very, very good movie if you haven't seen it. So we're going to go with Kumail Nanjiani and his wife Emily.
So his wife, though, is not the actor in the movie.
Is not the actress. He is in the movie. She is not, but yeah. His wife is a writer. I think she wrote for the Carmichael Show and some other stuff. And then he is obviously on Silicon Valley and then The Big Sick. And they both wrote the movie The Big Sick together. It's about their real life relationship. So they're going on the list.
Okay. They are tentatively on the list. So number 11.
You're not kicking my couples off the list. I will fight you in real life.
We've got a lot of people that are some of these spots. Like, for instance, we haven't even listed Beyonce and Jay-Z.
That was next. I'm throwing in some sleepers, I'm just saying, man. We got to have some Cinderella stories in here.
I'm fine with it. And that's why I want to get to. I hope we get the emails, but we will get emails saying, how the hell did you forget probably the most powerful couple, probably our number one seed. So you're up next. You're listing number 12.
Number 12. I'm going to go with, I think, maybe the most powerful American couple at the moment. That's Barack and Michelle Obama.
On my list, too. And what was funny is when you were talking about royal couples, I was like, please tell me you're not going to list Donald Trump or
no
Bill and Hillary. So yes, no. Barack, I think we can agree.
I figured that was safe to just leave the politics off this as much as possible.
Yeah, so, but I think we can agree, though, because, I mean, they're definitely a very powerful couple, and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton have just as much power. But I think if we're going to include one of the presidential couples, I think Barack and Michelle are going to make the list.
The majority of people actually like Barack and Michelle as people, and I think that's why they make our list.
That's fine with me. Yeah. So I actually had them on my list, too, so good call. Next, I'm going to go back to sports a little bit because I'm trying to keep it a little mixed up. And you mentioned this couple earlier, a sports person married to a pop star. So we're going to go with Beckham and Posh Spice, David Beckham and Victoria Beckham.
That was actually, it's on my list, not the one I was speaking about.
Well, fun.
I don't really like the one I was speaking about, though. And I only have, what, two more, three more? So I don't know that I want to waste one of my spots.
Okay.
So I'm trying to decide if I want to go more small time and more fun to me or more big time. I'm going to go with a really cute one. Okay. Let's go with Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Hey, that was actually on my list. I'm so glad you picked them.
Yeah.
I just saw Bad Christmas Moms or whatever.
I've seen the Bad Moms. Good. I haven't seen the Christmas one. I actually liked the first one. It was kind of funny.
Their parts. I think this one really pushed it, but we can get into that on another day. Maybe a best Christmas movies episode.
Oh, that'd be good.
With guest Ross.
That would be... the only person that ever admitted to liking four Christmases.
So we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So we got 14, so I'm doing number 15.
How do you feel about throwing in a couple play-ins on this one? Doing 18.
That's fine with me. So I think there's some of these that might just have to not...
I have so many that I want to add that we haven't got to.
Well, we can talk about them. And if it comes down to it, I mean, maybe we'll have so much that we can do a second one of these down the line. I'm going to go Timberlake and Jessica Biel.
Okay, that's a good one. It's on my list. Ugh, there's so many I don't want to leave off. All right. I'm going to go Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
It's on my list. It was another one of those that I had to research to make sure they were still together.
They are.
All right, so is that 16?
That's 16. It is.
Let's just go over our original 16. I'd like to add Brady and Giselle, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, Andre Agassi, Steffi Graf, Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, Ellen and Portia de Rossi, Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, Serena and Reddit guy, Kumail Nanjiani and his wife, I can't remember what you said, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Barack and Michelle Obama, David Beckham and Victoria Beckham, Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard, Timberlake and Jessica Biel, and Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. So that's our 16. Any of those just jump off the page as like for you that you're just like, I don't really feel like they deserve to be on this list.
I mean, partially because I don't care about tennis, but both of the tennis relationships, but especially Serena and the Reddit guy, because we don't even know the Reddit guy's name.
Okay. Okay, so we'll take Serena off, and who would you like to replace them with?
If we want to keep it sports stars, we can throw in J-Lo and A-Rod.
They're not together anymore, I don't think.
What? There was an article about on People. Like,
I literally saw something, because I thought the same thing.
Apparently, on October 25th, they were thinking about marriage. That was a month ago, so a lot can happen in a month, but...
All right, well, we'll put them on there. I thought I saw somewhere.
I don't really like either of them that much, so we can remove them and replace them with Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally.
I do love that one. I had no idea they were together, and when I saw that, I said, wow, they are perfect. So I'd rather do that. So we're going to remove Serena and put Offerman and Megan. All right, so I want to get rid of Kamal and his wife just because I think I get the Cinderella story, but I think the talking point for them is so small compared to some of these others. So I'm gonna drop them and add John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Okay, that's on my list. That's a good one. I'm bummed about removing Kumail, but I understand.
All right. I do understand. So any others you want to use? If you want to remove Andre and Steffi Graf, that's fine with me, if as long as the other one is a good one.
I don't really know who Steffi Graf is. I'm assuming she's a tennis player. But...
I'll just say this because I feel like we're going to take them off. Together, they have 30 Grand Slam titles. So that's more than probably all of the rest of these.
That's power pretty couples. Good. I mean, it's good. We can leave it. So there's still two very big royal couples, especially the new one that brings an American into the mix that I think is compelling. And we should maybe get on the list. And then I really want Kit Harington and Ygritte from Game of Thrones on the list.
Okay.
Eva Mendes, Ryan Gosling.
Yep, that was on my list.
Neil Patrick Harris and David Berkta. Neil Patrick Harris. I think he's a chef or something. We can leave them off.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, baby Thor.
I had them. I had Leslie Mann and Judd Apatow.
I have that. There's lots that I would like, and that's kind of why I want to throw a play in here. So we can get two. All right, more.
Let's do four plans. Couples. Let's do four plans. That way it's like the actual tournament. So I want to throw in Leslie Mann and Judd Apatow.
Okay. So we're going to bring in plans. Four more couples. Okay. I'm going to throw in Kit Harington and what's her name? Rose Leslie.
Yep.
Girl. Yes.
Yep. You're right. All right. Then I want to throw in, I'll put it up to you. Either we're either going to go, this is longevity or slight longevity for real couples or longevity for Hollywood couples. These are the two. Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. is long for Hollywood. And this is long for anybody, but and definitely one of the longest on this list. But Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Those are both good. Let's throw Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn on there.
I like it.
They've been around for a while, and I think we need to get one more royal couple in here. So I'll let you break it down. We have Kate and William, or the new topical couple, Harry and Meghan.
Well, I'm all about topical. So, and the truth is, I mean, Kate, what was she really known for?
And that's what I'm not sure. And I'm sure she's an impressive woman just because you don't get to meet royals and marry royals if you're not an impressive person. but I don't really know much about her pre-royal wedding.
Prince Henry.
Prince Harry. Come on, man.
Sorry. Henry's. I'm writing as I'm reading other stuff. So Harry.
And Meghan Markle.
And Meghan. All right. So we've got our list. I don't want to go over it again. You can find our seated bracket on our Twitter page, which again is at Bracket Buddies. I think the way we're going to seed it for this one is combined net worth, which I think might be a little tough with royalty in there, but we'll find a way to do it.
All else fails, we'll just make the royalty richer than everyone else and just assume it's correct.
Unless, are we going on the euro? Are we going on the pound? I mean, I don't know, but either way.
Well, it gets really confusing with Harry and Meghan because we have pounds and dollars in that one.
What's the conversion rate at the time of this recording?
I'll Google it.
Anyway, that's the list. We'll be back with our guest after this break, and then we will start debating. And again, just to remind you guys, there are no rules for who should win. So if you guys want to play along and you know, pick your own winner, I think that's an awesome idea. And, you know, if you come up with a different winner with real reasons, you know, send us those reasons either by Twitter or you can email us again. So unless you got anything else, Jake, I think we'll get our guests ready.
That sounds good to me, man.
All right. See you guys in a second. All right. Well, we have our 16 competitors for our top couple topic, plus four play-ins. So some time to prepare. And we also had to get our guest. And speaking of our guest, Jake, I thought you should introduce our guest this week.
I guess I should, since it's my wife. This is my wife, Leanne, everybody. Say hello, wife.
Hello.
So she is, I would consider, an expert on the power couple topic. So we brought her in to help, I would say decide ties, but I have a feeling she's going to lead these. So, yeah. So, babe, why are you excited about this week's topic?
Oh, there's questions.
Just a little Q&A.
Because I love a good power couple. I love it when you see successful people, and then when you find a pair of successful people who are able to, like, be awesome together, it just makes it that much better.
Yeah. Are you upset about any couples that we may have left out of this bracket? I've only briefly told you who's in this bracket, so.
No, I think all of the ones I wanted are in the bracket. I don't think there's anyone that I was, like, devastated about.
That's a lie. She was very bummed about.
Was that?
Camille and Emily.
Well, I mean, I understand it because I wouldn't have known who they were either, but it is a fantastic movie that other people should watch.
Yeah.
Well, hey, and we have a topic in the hat that's, you know, top rom-coms or, you know, movies like that, and that might come up, because I agree, The Big Sick is a fantastic movie, but applies them for top power couple. So, anyway, we are extremely excited for your help in this. So, real quick, we try to get it to 16, but we did have so many that we just couldn't decide on 16 solid ones. So, we do have four play-ins, so I would like to get through these as quick as we can. And just a reminder on how we seeded these all, we decided to go with the couple's combined net worth. So,
and let me disclaim this. I did the seeding, and this is based off of a very, very quick Google search of both names and just adding it in my head. So this is by no means accurate.
An exact science.
Yes. It's close enough.
And that's fine.
It's close enough to get some matchups. A lot of
I wanted to do combined couples height.
Combined couples height.
But
that might have been more difficult.
That's not based on success either.
I think.
You never know. You ever seen a short couple?
That's true. But I think.
Wait, you're short, Ashton.
Oh, burn.
I'm not on this list.
Burn. You need some cream for that burn. Well, we're a power couple. My idea for this, even though there are no rules to our bracket discussion, I think because the seating were based on net worth, that we should try to avoid using the net worth as a topic of discussion. That's just me. I'm gonna avoid it, but if you want to use it, I'm just gonna tell you you're wrong and we can go.
I have a feeling I'm gonna lose most of these arguments because this is not my my wheelhouse, but that's fine. So those are the rules, and again, we're going to do our first four kind of, the first four play-in games. So the first one we're going to start off with is John Krasinski and Emily Blunt versus Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. So
this is correct. Let me preface by saying that Leanne barely knows how brackets work.
Yes.
And I definitely confused her with the idea of play-ins, so just go with it.
Perfect.
And just listen to whatever matchup we tell you and just go from there.
That's my plan.
Tell us who's more powerful.
So John Krasinski, Jim from The Office.
I know.
And the bitchy receptionist from Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, but that's so good, too.
Or Joe Jonas and Sansa Stark.
So hard.
Do you put staplers in Jell-O, or do you eat cake by the ocean?
This one's really hard.
All right, so I will rush you guys because
this one's easy for me. Honestly, I'm saying
we need to be moving
on, Emily.
I'm thinking them too. Although I like Sansa and I like Joe Jonas, I think I like Nick Jonas better.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't even know that they were dating, much less engaged, like I randomly saw on Twitter that they were engaged.
Which probably means that they have a healthier relationship than those couples who are very forward on social media, but I'm evaluating a lot of them based on their social media because That is something I use, and I have no social media reference for either.
I think that
either.
They're less powerful because I don't know who the hell they are. I didn't know which Jonas was which, and Sophie Turner is
that.
One of the worst characters in Game of Thrones, and she's single-handedly ruining the X-Men franchise. So they're out, okay?
That's
We're going
harsh,
with John Krasinski.
Sansa had a nice...
Sansa was awesome this last season.
Redemption arc.
Okay, I'm fine
like
with them as a couple, but I had...
Seasons.
She's had
next...
A...
playing game.
I mean,
we gotta
we're
move
gonna
on.
Move one, but
I mean, I'm with you guys. I'm harsh. With. I agree with Jake.
yeah. That's my job. Gotta be harsh. Gotta lead this thing because we're not even into the actual bracket yet. Next is going to be John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
yes, yes, and yes. You can stop there. You can stop there, Aston. It is decided.
Versus Kit Harington and Rose Leslie. Speaking of Game of Thrones characters,
oh, I do like them. Oh. I really liked Jon Snow this last season.
I mean, we should just not waste our time arguing on this because there's no way Leanne lets us leave without John Legend and Chrissy
okay,
Teigen.
I just need to point out, if you have not followed Chrissy Teigen on Twitter or on Instagram, she has a phenomenal follow. She totally talks back to all the trolls, and she's hilarious, and their relationship is amazing.
I say hold on to that thought and keep that ammo for the later rounds because I think we're all in agreement. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen are moving on. I don't even know who Chrissy Teigen is, but my significant other said, oh, she's gorgeous.
Mother and cookbook.
Yeah, I do, just to give them some credit, because I really, really do love Jon Snow and Ygritte.
I do too.
And I love that they're a couple in real life, but they're not winning this one, so we can move on. But I just wanted to give them a little credit.
All right, so next, why don't we do, this is interesting because, again, we went on net worth. Now, again, it's a loose interpretation of that. But next is going to be the Obamas.
Yes.
President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama versus Nick Offerman and Megan, I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Mulally? Mulally, maybe.
I wanted Mulally? To say Mulally, like John
awesome
Mulally.
Stuff.
So based off of what I found on the internet, the Obamas are worth... I don't know, like $50 million, and Nick and Megan were worth like $19 million. I don't know.
How much
That's
of that is
right.
Megan's just from residuals?
I'm going to assume 90% of that net worth is from Will and Grace.
That's fair.
Which is back. I mean, as of this recording, it's back.
It is.
So real quick, I'll go first. I love the fact that today I found out Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally are together. I mean, and we will go over this a lot in our actual brackets, but like they're so perfect together, and their characters that they played on Parks and Rec just kind of epitomize that. So I'm pushing them through. So I'll let you guys debate.
Pushing them through over
that's
the Obamas.
Your vote? Oh.
Over the Obamas.
Nah.
No. Nah. I'm sorry. Okay. Barack and Michelle are, first of all, just amazing. That is the epitome of a power couple. Literally, to be president and first lady for two terms, like, you are the representative of an entire country, so super powerful. Both went to law school from prestigious colleges, have beautiful daughters, have kept up with themselves, like, physically, like, they dress nice. They always do things for, like, people, for the greater good. I
all right,
can't.
Jake, cut in. I need you to give me your opinion real quick because I think we might be moving on.
I mean, it's the Obamas. She hit it with the power couple term.
Well, I had a feeling I was going to lose this one, so I did want to mention Nick and Megan's turn on Parks and Rec. So sorry, they're not making it
through. They are awesome.
They are awesome. They just got unlucky.
And I want to say, I like a lot of these couples. I just have favorites.
Well, yes. That's how this is going to work. You're going to be really upset. I have a feeling I'm just going to be the one who's upset because you guys are so simpatico.
Listen, I had to fight really hard to get Maui as far as I could in the Disney fights
last week.
Yeah.
So I
all right. So last play-in. This is kind of fun. This is newcomers Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce her last name?
Yes.
Versus Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Oh, I didn't know they were going up against each other. You did not warn me. Oh, no, this one's hard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll let Jake. Why don't you go first?
You know, I'm all about royal couples, but I think Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard might be the cutest couple in Hollywood, so I'm pushing them through.
They are adorable.
All right. What about for you? Leanne.
Well, I'm very excited about Meghan Markle. Oh my gosh, I'm messing up her last name now.
See, let's move it forward. No. You can't remember her last name.
But like, that's I'm excited. Easy. An American royal. She's biracial. Like, that's fantastic. And I think that's really exciting. But Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell are adorable together. I've loved them since I saw that like washer dryer commercial they were in together.
Yeah. And did you see how excited she got when he brought the sloth to her house?
Oh, that was precious.
Yeah.
And they're auctioning off like a double date with themselves for charity, which is
okay.
Amazing.
So I need a final answer.
Well, Kristen Bell. Kristen and Bell Dax and Dax Shepard.
I love it. I love that the last argument was that one was like an actual power couple, and this one you're like, it doesn't matter.
It's Prince Harry who's like fourth in line.
Yeah.
No, he's more than that.
He might be like eighth in line.
William has kids now.
Also, they
are
like
and then Meghan Markle, who is on Suits.
Yeah. So, and we included them because as of this recording, I think their engagement is a week old, and my knowledge of who Meghan Markle is also a week old. So, Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard, moving on. Okay, so now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's move on to the main event, the big dance, the actual bracket.
So,
I kind of discussed it. We liked a lot of couples and we wanted to add more than 16.
Are you telling me those people we just talked about were not in the original 16?
No, they're not, and you will understand why.
They were. They just weren't in the bracket because of their net worth. This was all based on net worth. We did originally select them. Do not get mad at us, please.
Well, I'm just saying, you'll start realizing that there are some superpowers out here. All right, our number one seed is going to be, if it'll load,
Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'm just going to cut you off there.
That's fine. And it's not a surprise. Jay-Z and Beyonce versus one of our play-in winners, John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. Mm.
Jay-Z and Beyonce were the only couple worth over $1 billion. So they got a really good head start there. They are worth.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think if I did the math, I think they are worth $1 billion more dollars than John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
All right. I'm going to have to just go ahead and push Jay-Z and Beyonce through because I don't think there's anybody that doesn't know that they're together, where I didn't know that John Krasinski and Emily Blunt were together until recently. So my vote is for Beyonce and Jay-Z.
My vote is also for them, but I have concerns over the People magazine I saw while standing in line at the store the other day about how he has cheated on her. And I've Googled it.
Lemonade.
CBS News 2 days ago. Jay-Z talks about cheating on Beyonce. So I'm with you because I agree they are more of a power couple. They fit more of those standards. But my concern is those recent news. I just
save it for the later rounds. It's gonna get tense.
So wait, what do you mean save fuel. It? Does this mean that I'm like
they're going up
like
against
a lawyer
someone.
And I'm supposed to save all of this evidence for later on?
Maybe you gotta build hype.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I'll just give it all away.
Because it's a playoff, man. They're gonna make it further.
All right, I'm
with
you guys.
We're pushing them through. We'll save it. He probably has cheated on Beyonce a few times. That's not shocking, honestly.
All right. Our number
two
seed.
So let's just go ahead and move them through.
It is going to be David Beckham and Victoria Beckham versus the Obamas. American royalty versus basically English royalty.
Well, we have actual English royalty, like more English royalty. So let's
not
go
who do the
far.
English love more?
The queen. They fucking love the queen, don't they? I mean, they know she's worthless and useless, but they love her.
And there's also
who has more power.
William and Kate.
Honestly,
all right, so
Victoria Beckham didn't even sing in the Spice Girls. She was just there.
What?
She's worth a lot of money, but
who's worth more between the two of them? I'm interested in that.
David Beckham, and it's not even close. He's worth like $400 million or something.
Clothing.
That's insane.
She's designed clothing too, though, to make some money.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm pushing the Obamas through. They're
I'm
cooler.
With you. They are cool.
You guys are so quick. The only reason I'm bringing up Victoria Beckham because I'm pretty sure Ginger Spice is one of like the most wealthy English recording artists ever.
Victoria Beckham was shockingly wealthy, I will say, looking at the whenever I did it, I did not write down any of their net worths. I do not remember what they are worth, but I was shocked at how much Victoria Beckham is worth.
Do you want me to Google it?
No, I don't really care that much.
All right, here's another question.
I still like the Obamas right, more. I don't really care what they're worth.
I'm with you.
Right, I don't really going off worth. Like, who meant more to you? All right, let's say you're a child of the 90s. Who meant more to you?
Well, when I was a child now, in the 90s, I didn't know them.
Okay, I was a child of the 90s. The Obamas mean more to me than Posh Spice, who 90% of the time I couldn't remember which spice she was, and I had no fucking idea what Posh meant in the 90s.
Did you think it was just like weirdly pronounced Porsche? Like,
I don't know. I thought it was like Bitch Spice because she was really mean to everyone in Spice World.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I was Team Sporty Spice.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm pushing the Obamas. Right, well, I don't know why we're all right, continuing. Obamas.
Because I think it's funny. All right, so our number three seed. Speaking of royalty,
we didn't vote.
The Queen.
Did we all agree on the Obamas?
You did vote.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Two of you did.
Yeah.
Were you not with
us?
I
want to know who you voted for, though. Yeah. Did you vote for the Obamas or the Beckhams?
I think I think more important to the world, and I'm going the world.
God,
might
I hope
be
you say the Beckhams.
The Beckhams.
The Beckhams are more important than the world.
No.
The world.
Than a president of the United States.
No.
A person
who was the first black president of the U.S.
Fine. I'm never gonna. Why don't we just say that they're the winner of everything? Because I'm never gonna win that argument.
No, they're gonna lose soon. But
what?
They're not my favorite. I just like them against.
We go on to the next one. I've lost this one, and I'm not mad. I mean, I agree. The Obama. I'm talking. You have to think though, and right now, Barack Obama, obviously president, first. Everything about him is awesome. Michelle, first lady.
Stunning.
And then what else? And I'm not. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to say she hasn't done anything. I'm just going with the combined efforts of the Beckhams is impressive.
Yeah, whatever.
They're impressive, but
we're
I'm
moving
still
on.
Written.
We already won. We're moving
on. All right.
On.
Yeah, we're moving on to Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip? No.
Yes.
Prince Philip.
He's not
king. He's not king.
I'm American. I don't understand how any of that stuff works.
Have you watched The Crown?
We watched The Crown.
Wait, didn't
Ashton,
it come out this weekend?
We are experts, and it comes out next week.
Oh, okay, good.
I think.
Watch The Crown. It's amazing. Their love story is super cutesy when they're young.
Yeah,
I'm sure
Full
it's
struggle.
Completely accurate.
There's a Doctor Who, which I realize is not an accurate way to call a doctor.
What?
So many people hate you right now.
Matt Smith played the Doctor.
I thought you were saying like there
nobody
was a
even,
in the show.
Nobody even knows who they're up against yet because we're talking about The Crown. They are going up against Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. So we have this super cutesy couple versus legitimately one of like the most adorable couples ever. So. Again, I'll let you guys go first. What do you think?
I don't know which was which.
I don't either.
And the way you just described it, but I'm going to put 70 years ahead of Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
I'm surprised. I'm really surprised. I thought you were going to pick Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. I'm with you on the Royals.
70 years is a long time.
I'm with
time.
You guys too. We will get into this as it goes on, but I definitely award longevity, especially for celebrities. Now, I will say this. I know for a fact it's extremely difficult to get a divorce when you're royalty. I'm pretty sure a religion was invented to make it possible. So,
they seem pretty
still,
cool
with each other
still, right?
Yeah, they hang out together.
And her uncle proved that you can do it. You just have to stop being king.
She's never gonna stop that.
Didn't he leave the throne so he could divorce his wife or something? I don't know.
Yes. That was also in The Crown.
I don't know.
And referenced in the King's speech.
Fourth seed. We get some sports in here. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen versus John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
I would like to start
I'll
this.
I'll go first. Oh,
okay.
I will not
Ashton
go first.
Ashton can start. My comment is one sentence.
I'm going,
and that's it. You can go first.
All right, I'm gonna go first. Still with Thunder. Well, I don't know what yours is. I didn't know who Chrissy Teigen was till today. I think as far as the combined efforts of this couple, Tom Brady and Giselle take this in a landslide.
You know what I think?
Good luck.
Fuck Tom Brady.
One of us might be an Atlanta Falcons fan. I don't know which one it is.
I do.
It's definitely Jake.
And fuck Tom Brady. There's 0% chance I'm letting him advance, period. I don't give a shit. I will fight to the death. The good thing is I got Leanne, and she's all aboard John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, so you lose anyway.
Yep. You know that I'm going to push them to the end.
Can you at least give me, other than fuck Tom Brady, why they're not making it past round one?
Because I hate Tom Brady.
I think he's a prick, and...
I can't wait till our topic is top sports people ever and you let Tom Brady lose to, like, I don't know, like a random third baseman for the Rockies.
You know what? If we put a random third baseman for the Rockies against Tom Brady, that's our fault. And secondly, fuck Tom Brady, and you're goddamn right. I'm putting that third baseman ahead of him.
All right. Number five. Great job, John Legend. I mean, I do love John Legend. I can't lie.
John and Chrissy are awesome. Have you ever actually seen Tom Brady and Giselle hanging out?
Other than on the red carpet?
Sure.
No, you haven't.
I haven't seen half of these people actually hang out.
Oh, well, they hang out on the red carpet.
Time, and it's cool. They're a cute couple.
Yeah, they have like Instagram stories, Snapchat stories. They post cute videos.
I think you're putting too much stock into how powerful they are individually as opposed to like how cool they are like together. Are they a good couple? Tom Brady and Giselle are like dolls that you were like, oh, they should totally be together. They're like, Tom Brady clearly just sits in his room and stares at the wall, and Giselle probably does something similar, and that is their life. And he puts on Uggs, and he wears Uggs.
One of these couples has a moat around their house. Which one is that?
I don't know, but moats are fucking awesome. But either way,
Tom Brady and Giselle.
They have a moat around their house because they're afraid people will come in and see that they're staring at walls.
Like in, what's that Jeez. Show?
We need to do Parks a whole new podcast of just your hate for Tom Brady.
Well, okay. We
can throw Kim in there too. Ellen completely DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi versus Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
This one's tough.
A lot of silence here, guys.
It's not tough for me.
It's not tough for her.
All right, then go. I know who she's going to pick.
Oh, who am I going to pick?
Oh, you're picking the upset here. You're taking the 12 seed, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Yeah, I love Blake Lively. I have loved her since Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. I will always love her, even though I will admit Ellen and Portia are awesome. So that's a little bit tough that I have to pick someone over them, but Team Blake.
All right, husband Jake.
Who do you pick? I haven't decided yet. I feel like you have.
We talked about this when we were nominating that some of the qualifiers were just like how jealous I am of like both of them. Like two just gorgeous people together is extremely annoying. And that by itself is power. They're both extremely successful actors. And of course, I'm talking about Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. It's crazy that Ryan Reynolds can break up with Scarlett Johansson and not really downgrade. I think that's insane. On the other hand, Ellen by herself might win this for just her power, her importance. I mean, she's just a few steps below Oprah in my mind. And then, you know, Portia de Rossi. I mean, Jake, you and I, we love her for very specific reasons.
You're going to have to be like more specific just because that sounds awkward. We love her because we like Arrested Development and that's why. So instead of being weird.
I wanted everybody to squirm a little bit while they.
Yeah. Well, you made me squirm a little bit and I actually knew what you were about to say. I think we decided who wins basically when you said that Ellen DeGeneres wins it on her own because I think that's true. She's like a huge, like when you think of their couple, like if you don't watch Arrested Development, you think, oh, that's Ellen and her wife. you don't think that's Ellen and Portia. You think Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. So I'm going to go Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, then I'll lose another one. I was going to go Ellen, but that I completely understand your reasoning. So as much as I think that the partnership of Ellen and Portia is extremely important, I totally understand your reasoning. So Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
I agree with you. And I think that, and if they were up against someone else, I'd probably go with Ellen because I love them.
All right, let's move on from people that we love to people that exist. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are up against our 11 seed, Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann. So I'm going to try to be non-biased and just like, oh, you know, they're annoying, whatever. The fact is, Kanye couple is extremely powerful. Now, whether that means important, I don't know, but just the word power is synonymous with them. So I think I'm going to have to push them ahead, as much as I do love the relationship between Judd and Leslie and everything they do with their kids, the movies they've produced, the fact that she's in all his movies and always does a great job, I think is very funny. But just I think the scales are tipped pretty hard here.
Well, I feel pretty confident that, even if I picked Leslie and Judd, I'd still lose this one because I know that I have a very big Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan next to me.
Sure do.
So,
Jesus Christ.
I think that Kim and Kanye's net worth is very inflated on the Google machine, but I had no proof otherwise. But I'm pretty sure Kanye has openly admitted that he's in just incredible amounts of debt.
Really?
But that didn't show up on Google. It showed up that he's worth a shit ton of money. So, but I think as far as people knowing who they are, Kim and Kanye win easily. But I do think that Judd Apatow is probably the biggest name in like comedy as far as
up there.
Movies. So I think he actually is probably up there with Kanye, two people that care about like the ins and outs of comedy movies. But for the general knowledge, let's just go ahead and go with Kim and Kanye because they're gonna get through anyway. So what does it matter?
You want to add anything or do you want to wait for a later round, Leanne?
I've learned that I guess I need to wait and savor.
I mean, but they already got through, so what does it matter?
That's kind of how it works. Like, if you have, you know, a silver bullet in the chamber, hold on to it. So, Kim and Kanye move on. So, we are now on to our seventh seed, which is the Smiths. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith versus an oldie but goodie. And I'm talking about Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. So if Ashley was here, she would say, who's Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, which I love.
No.
Yes. I think.
Kate Hudson's mom?
Right. See, Leanne, name one movie that Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn are in.
The one where she gets like stranded on the ship or something, or like she falls off the boat and can't remember things. And he like tricks her into thinking that she's like his wife. Love boat.
Are you talking about Fool's Gold?
No. It has Goldie Hawn in it.
Oh, okay. Well, Goldie Hawn was in the recent movie with...
No, it's like an old one.
Well, and Kurt Russell was in Guardians of the Galaxy, too.
Yeah, both of them are in recent movies. They're still both acting.
I know.
Is my point. All right, so this is why I'm going to push... All right, go ahead.
No, I don't have anything. I Don't Know Man is literally where I was at as far as my thought process. I got nothing right now.
Do you have anything, I mean, for who they're up against?
I mean, Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn have been together for a very long time, and that's cool.
Over 30 years.
And very rare in Hollywood.
It is. And it's Will rare Smith.
Normal people.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have also been around for a while.
Yeah.
I have heard that they have some weird relationship dynamic where they're, like, kind of cool if they, like, sleep around.
Nope.
I've heard that. I don't know if that's true. I might have made that up.
I've heard that they've kind of been on the rocks, and I think we even mentioned before the break that I didn't know if they were still together because I thought they did break up.
Hmm.
I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna push Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn through just because.
Yeah, me too.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith collectively created the weirdest fucking kids of all time.
And so, if you compare to the other kids, I mean, we're talking Kate Hudson and what's that guy's name? Oliver, that's in Scream Queens.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I'm going with Kurt.
Oh, is there another kid I don't know about?
Goldie Hawn. Yeah, he plays a character in Scream Queens. Kate Hudson's sister. It's like Oliver Hudson.
Oh, sure. Okay. So we have multiple kids. And yes, mm-hmm. I mean, I think we have a topic later on we might do just powerful families. And yes, this is definitely one of them. You know, but I think the fact that they've been together for over 30 years, and I feel like without much, you know, without many problems either. Maybe.
I don't know. They've been together longer than I've been alive. So. That's got to be something.
Okay, we are in our last pairing for the first round. We have our 8 versus 9. We're going to do Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel versus one of my picks, Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf. So I'll just go ahead and move on. JT and Jessica Biel. But I will say this. Like, I know I'm not going to win this thing, but seriously, you talk about people who have been together for a really long time. Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf, both powerhouses in their sport, both tennis players, obviously. Steffi Graf is probably like one of the top three women's tennis players of all time. Agassi, one of the top three or four American tennis players of all time. The fact that they've been together, have done so much freaking charity work, I had to at least get them in there because, you know, if I'm going to tout Kanye West, I want to at least throw in somebody that I actually like. So I'm obviously going to vote them through. I'll let you guys vote.
I mean, I don't really care about tennis, but I was pretty impressed to see what their collective net worth was. It was very high. So high that I accidentally, the first time I seeded the brackets, I got to the end and I was like, wait a minute, why do I only have 19? And I left them out on accident, and then I googled their net worth and I was like, holy shit, I have to redo a lot of this bracket because they're very high up.
Oh yeah. But
I'm still going with Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel just because I like them better, and Justin Timberlake is one of the biggest stars in the world, and Jessica Biel is
very pretty.
I'm with JT and Jessica Biel,
and the truth is I actually do think they're a better probably power couple, but I wish Agassi and Graf were up against some others because I think I could have convinced you. But JT moves on and we are on to the second round. Leanne, are you keeping up? You understand how this is
I'm working? Going with it.
She's about to get very pissed in round two.
Oh, am I? If you eliminate Keegan and John Legend, I might walk off.
Well, they're gonna be going up against Blake Lively and Ryan
Reynolds. I told you not to do that to me.
I told you there was nothing I could do about it.
I love that. I don't think I've won one matchup. And she's like, if I lose this, I'm out.
Well, you did persuade me for Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Yes. All right. That's good. All right. So let's move on to round two. We're going to start with our number one seed again, which is Jay-Z and Beyonce versus JT and Jessica Biel.
Leanne?
Me? Oh, this one's hard because obviously Jay-Z and Beyonce, but I have not heard any rumors about cheating with regards to JT and Jessica Biel, so JT and Jessica Biel is my pick.
I feel like there were rumors they were, like, splitting up a few years ago, and then they decided not to or something.
Well, it's been a few years, and I don't remember that, so...
So my only reason why I kind of want to push Jay-Z and Beyonce through instead, I like Justin Timberlake better than I like both of them.
Yeah.
Let me preface that. I really, really like Justin Timberlake. Jessica Biel really hasn't been in anything in a very long time. Mm.
Jake, she was in Summer Catch.
And what is that?
A movie that came out like 13 years ago.
She was in that Going Home for Christmas movie with Jonathan Taylor. What's his name?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. That's that's how far back we're going.
Oh, she was in Valentine's Day.
She was
Day.
In Total Recall.
Was she? Oh, she was. Wasn't
her?
Yeah, it was her. I forgot about that.
All right. So it sounds like you're picking.
I like Justin Timberlake better than I like both of them. And Jessica Biel, I like a lot. Like, I actually think she's pretty good in stuff that she's in, but she hasn't done anything in a while. And she's probably
raising Chuck and Larry.
She is raising kids.
She's probably, yeah, she wasn't that, but that was a long time ago too. That was a few years ago.
No, I'm with you, Jake. The fact is, and I'm Justin Timberlake, we're going to do a thing later on. Whose life are you like most jealous of? And I think JT might be my number one seed. But
yeah,
Jay-Z and Beyonce are more important in their respective fields than the combined efforts of JT and Jessica Biel. So it's Jay-Z and Beyonce. I mean, they are not only is their like combined net worth insane.
It was like $1.15 billion.
I mean, one of them has part
of it's a pop star and a rap star that are worth $1.15 billion. That is insane. Yeah. I don't care what they're into now, just where they started. It's so crazy how much money they're worth.
Yeah, I don't think JT owns part ownership of an NBA franchise. I could be wrong about that, but so yeah, Jay-Z's, they're moving on. Next is going to be, we're actually our number three seed, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip versus Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. I love it.
I think these two couples.
I want all four of these people in a room.
No, I don't think anyone ever expected these two couples to be compared in the history of the world.
Or in the same sentence.
Maybe it would be more appropriate to compare them against like Trump and Melania or something, but
yeah, that would have been a fun commentary, but this is what we got.
Yeah, not worth it. I'm just gonna push the royals through just because
70 years
and stability is nice, and lack of crushing debt that I believe they have. And lack of reality shows and surplus of shows based on their lives, like fictionalized. There are so many.
Yeah, it's weird. One has weird reality. One has fiction. I almost want to make the joke like one of these couples owns a Navy and the other doesn't, but I think I'm actually going to go
Old Navy.
Well, I'm going to actually go with Kim and Kanye.
You're going to go with Kim and Kanye over?
I am.
Oh, shit. Because, again, this comes down to
I'm going with, yes, Queen Elizabeth by herself. Again, long live the queen. But that's it. I mean, honestly.
Prince Philip is awesome, first of all.
Philip has literally stopped seeing people.
Well, he's like 90.
He's in his fucking 90s and he just retired. And from everything I've read, he's just like the cheekiest bastard ever, and it's awesome.
I'm not saying that I like Kim and Kanye better. I'm going on who's the most powerful couple. And if something were to happen to Kim and Kanye, like their plane went down, I think you talk about social media all the time. I think social media would literally explode where Queen Elizabeth.
I mean, it's okay. Fine.
I think half the world would go crazy.
Okay, I'm going to. You brought up a accidental death as the reason why you think.
Threatening the queen.
How many world leaders show up at Kim and Kanye's funeral as opposed to Queen Elizabeth or Prince Philip's funeral? And that is my case, and I'm going to leave it to Leanne.
All right, fine. I'm with you on that. I can't argue that, but I don't know. Who's P. Diddy showing up to?
If he was invited, he'd probably come to the royal funeral. Let's not kid ourselves. Who would turn down that invitation? No one. And that's how powerful they are. They'd be like, fuck P. Diddy. He's not invited.
All right. Well, we are at an impasse. So, Leanne, you are the tiebreaker. Who do you think the most powerful couple is?
I really do. Like you said, I actually like the Kardashians. I genuinely like them. I understand why people don't, but I do. I like Kim and Kanye. I think they've got a lot of power. Maybe if he was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians a little bit more, I would be more for them. But I've recently watched The Crown. also the queen is just a badass. She was a world leader in the 50s at a time where like most women were expected to be housewives. And she had a husband who they made it work, which is super hard to do in the 1950s with all the stereotypes. So I'm going with the royals.
All right. Hey, I love those reasonings at the end. Watching The Crown, not so much, but I do love the just lasting.
That's lasting what you get power. When you all get right. me. You get the superficial and the real.
All right. So the royals move on. Next, we are going to go with our... I love how our seedings are always just so fucked up. It doesn't even matter. We're going to go with our 10 seed. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn versus Barack and Michelle Obama. I have a feeling based on that last topic how this is going to go, but I'll let Leanne, why don't you go first?
Me? The Obamas. Do all I right. need to give reasons?
Short okay. and sweet. First of all, I have to defend my seating because you keep shitting on my seating for all these upsets.
No, I'm not. These are I'm not shitting on anything.
I think we come up with some pretty good ways to arbitrarily put people...
I love that it's random.
In a list. And it comes with some really fun arguments. having said that, I too am going with the Obamas, I think. Maybe. I don't know. What do you say? And then I'll...
it sucks. I wish you had said Kurt and Goldie, because then I would try to rationalize it. But I'm actually going with the Obamas on this one.
Ooh.
Because I think modern day power, they... own it. I think Kurt and Goldie in the 80s or 70s, I don't really know when their actual time was, but 70s and 80s, I think like they were current.
The it couple.
I mean, Michelle might be the first female president ever. I mean, who knows?
In my dreams.
Okay. So I'm going to go with the Obamas. So that's 2-0 unless you want to make it 3-0 or 2-1.
Nah, let's push them
Obama's
through.
Move yeah. on.
Yeah.
All right. So next, this is what I've been waiting for all night.
Me too.
What?
Our 12 seed, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively versus our 13 seed. We always talk about how the 12 and 13s are always the best. 13 seed, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. We're going to let Leanne go last.
That's fair.
For fun. Why not?
I think we... No, because that's bad, because what if you and I pick the same one and then they move through anyway and Leanne doesn't even get to chime in?
No, I'll
chime in. I think Leanne goes first.
Okay.
And
I agree
and
with
I get
your
to
point.
Decide. So, Leanne.
I agree with your point.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, your fave, versus your other fave, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. If it was up to you, these two would be meeting in the finals and they would tie and be best friends and go on double dates for the rest of their lives.
That is the dream.
But they can't.
But so. Sadly, they had weak regular seasons and got low seeds, and now they're meeting early in the tournament.
I wish yes. they would meet in real life. All right, so I have pulled up a BuzzFeed.
I'm sure they probably have.
But like, I want them to hang out and go on double dates like Jake said. Anyway, I have pulled up a BuzzFeed article in preparation for this that has compiled some of the best tweets from Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's relationship that I would like to share with you, Ashton, to inform you.
Okay.
So that you know. Jake already knows this because I tell him about this stuff all the time.
Ashton, she really fucking loves Chrissy Teigen.
So, are you ready? Chrissy Teigen. I always have a note in my pocket that says John did it just in case I'm murdered because I don't want him to remarry. Hashtag true love. Okay. Let me just scroll on through. What
scary,
about
I like it.
I know, but fantastic.
There's one where she let him eat chicken wings off of her ass, so that was...
While they were floating in the pool together.
Yeah, she was laying out in the pool, right, that, and that he's... Well, it's on a plate on her ass.
Oh, and, that sounded so weird the way you said it.
And he's in the pool, and he's just eating chicken wings off of the plate that are resting on her.
Jake, congrats. We have both officially met our quota of making the listeners squirm. So congrats.
Okay. There is one where she legit calls him out for looking like Arthur, the cartoon character.
The aardvark?
Arthur, yeah.
That one's actually pretty funny. I won't lie.
There have been ones where she tweeted about being the inspiration for all of me, and why hasn't she gotten her credit? She's just got a lot of fantastic, like, sass. Like, obviously, she doesn't really mean that.
So we know that Chrissy Teigen is killing social media.
Yes. So now Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have also been killing social media this year, as we have seen their birthday posts to each other. Ryan Reynolds posted a picture of himself and Blake where her face was half cut off for her birthday. And in retaliation, she posted a picture of Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling together with Ryan Reynolds' face half cut off and said, "Happy birthday, baby," to that one. So they've also been doing good on social media.
All right.
And Blake Lively also, I want to point out,
in defense of social media, Ryan Reynolds also, through social media, got Deadpool on the ground. So let's give him some points.
Okay, I'm holding on to all this. I want a whole podcast of just this rationale from Leanne. This is great.
Well, there's also the fact that I think
the passion.
These are like some of my favorite celebrities of all time. And I realize that that is hilarious to some people, but I love it and I'm not ashamed and I'm happy with it. But Blake Lively also is a very quality person. She is still friends from the actresses from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants from when she was like 17 years old. We also didn't even mention how she was basically the star of Gossip Girl. She's amazing in that Adeline movie. I don't know if anyone has seen it. I like how she like changes her voice to do the cadence of like an old timey person. I felt like that took a little bit of skill.
They found a guy in that movie that sounds just like fucking Harrison Ford. It's insane. But
okay.
That has nothing to do with this conversation.
Or this podcast.
It made me feel uncomfortable. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? And why does he sound just like Harrison Ford?
So ultimately, a part of my heart wants to vote for Chrissy because she is amazing on social media, but Blake Lively is seriously my girl crush. I can't pick anyone over her. It would just be a betrayal. So I have to pick Blake Lively. She's my ultimate. I have had a girl crush on her since I watched her, like, Sister of the Traveling Pants, Gossip Girl. Like, it would be betrayal of, like, I couldn't betray her like that, even though Chrissy is amazing.
I just love how I don't think you've mentioned John Legend or Ryan Reynolds once.
Ashton.
This isn't Leanne, who's the best couple, Chrissy and Blake.
This is who Leanne has a bigger girl crush on, and you are voting on power couples. I'm voting on my girl crush.
I don't know what the topic is.
Leanne doesn't give a shit about Ryan or John Legend.
Or the topic.
She just likes that Blake and Chrissy Teigen give their husbands shit and make fun of them on social media.
Oh, that sounds awful, Dave. I like Blake Lively for other reasons.
So I need to follow Leanne's Twitter to see if she's talking shit about me.
Do you not follow my Twitter?
No, I do. I'm just
Here we go. This is when we get into the therapy portion of the podcast.
Your real life power couple here.
So I'm going to go in defense of the guys and my boy crushes, because John Legend is legit one of my favorite male vocalists. And Ryan Reynolds is one of my favorite actors. And you and I love Deadpool, Ashton. You and I love Just Friends so much, Ashton.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, just because I think, Chrissy Teigen is very good at social media, but she also is famous for lip sync battle. She's dancing in a booth. That's all she really does.
Wait, she was a model, and she also has a cookbook.
Okay.
That's true.
She did a photo shoot with Kim Kardashian. They are friends.
Yeah, that's not a qualifier for me. So,
is that a negative?
I really like John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. They're really funny together.
All right, so we have a winner.
Blake and Ryan.
All right, I'm actually going to agree with you guys, and I'll make this real quick. I thought this is years ago, you know, this has nothing to do with this contest, but I thought John Legend and Alicia Keys, not that they were married, but I was like, wow, they should be married because they're like perfect together on stage. I really do.
And okay, they both play the piano.
Follow Chrissy Teigen on social media and you'll change your mind.
It's my turn.
Ashton doesn't have a Twitter.
I don't have a Twitter. I think so.
Sorry.
Nobody's taught me yet. Here's my point, though. When I think of perfect couples, I don't think of John and Chrissy because I didn't know who one of them was. I do know who Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively are, and as a couple, I think they're awesome together for a multitude of reasons. I know who both of them are. I think both individually are awesome. I think together they're awesome. They're moving on. So we are on to the final four.
I feel like there should be music for that.
We can't do that. No, I don't do that song. We can't afford copyright.
Can I just throw in like a snare drum to make it different? Like,
yes.
No ice.
Ice, ice, baby. Please do. All right. So for the final four, I'll just go over who we have left. We've got our number one seed still. Jay-Z and Beyonce are our number 12 seed. Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively. We have our number three seed, the Queen of England.
And Prince Philip.
And then we have American royalty, Barack and Michelle Obama.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're going to wait on that one. Let's start with our number one seed versus 12 seed, Jay-Z and Beyonce versus Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. Just sort of very impassionate speech about Ryan and Blake. So, Leanne, would you like to go first again?
Sure. So, Ryan and Blake, I don't think I mentioned this before, they always seem supportive of one another. Even though they kind of tease each other about the birthday posts, they do post like supportive things about one another. And it does seem like they each have their own projects and they're each their own person, but that the other person supports them. So I really like how they manage their own individual power and passions with the support they have from each other. Like, I feel like they don't overshadow or overpower one another.
Okay, do you believe that Jay-Z and Beyonce do overshadow each other, or do you think that they're always sitting next to each other at Nets games and showing support?
I mean, I just don't follow them enough to know the support, to be honest.
I mean, when I hear support, do you think that doesn't put Beyonce or vice versa in each other's music videos?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't know. I literally have never watched a Jay-Z or Beyonce music video.
I've seen a few.
Actually, no, I lied. I remember the one to the left, to the left. I've seen that music.
And the whitest guy on the planet.
And Single Ladies.
I know what I'm talking about.
Crazy in Love.
No, I haven't seen that one. Survivor from Destiny's Child.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Survivor. Yeah, that one was cool when I was in like sixth grade.
I just think that I don't know enough about Jay-Z and Beyonce's like relationship. I know more about them individually than I do together, and that probably is just my lack of knowledge. But...
All right, I got one more question for you. If this is hypotheticals, and maybe this has happened, I don't watch enough TV, but Oscars this year were hosted by the couple of Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, and the Grammys this year was hosted by Jay-Z and Beyonce. Who do you think would get the bigger response? Like reaction, the bigger like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening.
If they were hosting shows,
like obviously people are gonna go for Beyonce and Jay-Z, but this is Leanne's world, and I vote, you know, I want the other couple to win.
I'm gonna disagree. I think people want hosts to be funny, and I don't really think Jay-Z and Beyonce are.
Ryan Reynolds would be funny.
Are funny. Ryan Reynolds is very funny.
Hey, so, I am not. I'm not telling you who I'm picking. I'm just throwing it out there because I think this is important.
Scenario. If we're basing it on the host scenario, I think Ryan Reynolds alone runs away with that one.
Okay, fine.
I just, Jake, like, I'm pick? Biased here because I don't really like Beyonce's music.
Except for Crazy in Love and Single Ladies.
No.
You like the remix of Crazy in Love.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. The one that's cool.
Or I play it and you kind of begrudgingly allow me to.
And I don't really like I liked that Jay-Z thing you did with Linkin Park, which makes me sound like a very white dude.
You are a very
which
white
you are.
Dude.
I am, but I do like rap music. I just don't really care that much for Jay-Z.
You love Chance.
Chance the Rapper is my fave.
All right, let's wrap this up. I wanted to throw these out here because I think Final Four, this is a big deal. And I didn't just want to go off of, I like this person, I like that person. So, final answer is Jake. Who wins?
Final answer, Ashton, who wins? You haven't even talked.
Yeah.
You've just been trying to stir the pot.
I'm basically a host of just your couples therapy.
You are a pot stir. We are perfect. We have been
in sync on
90% of these, and only half of them have been because I love her and I want her to still like me.
All right. I'll give my reasoning. I think that importance to the world is going to go to Jay-Z and Beyonce. I think that talent is going to go to Jay-Z and Beyonce. I think that, and again, I love Ryan Reynolds. Love him. I think as far as relationship goes, I think it clearly goes to Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I mean, the clips that they show of just how much they actually care about each other is awesome. And Jay-Z and Beyonce, I'm pretty sure there's a whole album based on infidelity. So I don't know. I'm torn. I really am. So I'm going to go with,
Jay-Z and Beyonce. Couple.
Because I think they're a more powerful couple. I think that they're just combined, just magnitude completely overshadows Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
I'm going to go with the fact that this is power couples. And like Jake said, it's not about who is more individually powerful, but as a couple who has like, I want to go with stronger relationship, stronger connection. I'm going with Blake and Ryan.
All right. We're tied. I love this. I love when it gets tied because then we get a tiebreaker, which
I
is you, Jake.
I don't know what to do. I agree with everything you said, Ashton, except for I'm not sure who I pick because I do think Jay-Z and Beyonce are more powerful in most sense of the word as far as influence on culture and money. They're so rich. But I mean, I'm pretty sure the Lemonade thing that showed up on HBO was like 90% about how Jay-Z cheated on her.
Yep.
And, was it?
I'm pretty sure.
I gotta look into this. I'm not as aware as I should be.
Becky with the good hair, right? That was a thing that was going around. Like,
yeah.
Isn't that reference to someone that Jay-Z was hitting on the side?
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. And so I don't want to push infidelity into the finals.
That's a good call, Dave.
And that's kind of where I'm at. I think in every sense of the word power, Jay-Z and Beyonce would move on. But infidelity, man, I don't know these people's lives. I do not know them personally, so
I really hope we don't get emails about.
I can't say that
Blake
Lively and Ryan Reynolds, neither of them have released albums or tracks about infidelity or just being mean to their spouse. So I'm gonna push them through. I think.
You think or you know?
I'm really hoping.
I think I haven't completely decided. Someone tell me.
I really hope
we
don't.
Someone tell me what to do.
Go with me, babe.
That Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson did not break up because of Blake Lively, because then we were going to be in big trouble.
Well, they might have, but that has nothing to do with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. That has to do with Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson, who are
not a power couple. All right. Well, we're down to it. You got to pick somebody. You've got 5 seconds. Go with your gut.
Flipping my phone.
When in doubt, you just go with your wife, babe.
She's right, Ryan Reynolds.
With your gut.
And Blake Lively.
When the podcast ends, you have to look me in the eye and know you voted against them.
Very good reason. And Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively advance to the finals. Yay.
Sorry, I pulled the wife card.
I love it. I should have asked you just to give her the bracket beforehand and see if it just matches what it is now.
No, Chrissy.
All right. No,
I'll still be there. Wait, are they still there?
No, talking about I'm not letting you seat it.
I don't know what this means. Okay, I don't know.
So our other final four matchup is going to be between Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip versus Barack and Michelle Obama.
Oh, shit.
And I thought this was going to be the contentious one, but that last one took like 10 minutes. So can't wait to hear what this is about. Because I personally don't like either of these as far as final four contenders. I wanted both of the other ones.
What?
Wait, what? Who did you want?
I picked Kim and Kanye.
Yeah.
And I actually maybe I forgot
you
Obamas.
Picked Kim and Kanye. You did pick the Obamas. I was the undecided one.
I didn't pick the Obamas out of the first round, but that's fine. So I'll go first because I feel like I'm not as passionate about these two. Gosh, it's so weird.
America versus England.
Seriously.
Round two. Three? I don't know. How many rounds have there been? Four?
A million.
A lot.
We're in round three. So I actually am going to go with the queen on this because of stuff you've talked about in the past. You know, you talk about just longevity, importance to the world, you know, world power, wealth, upbringing. I mean, family, everything about it. I'm not saying the Obamas don't have it, but I think that Queen Elizabeth and the royal family just edges them out every time. So I'm going with the royal family.
I'm also going to go with the royal family. So they got together pretty young, actually, the queen and Prince Philip. She was 13 and he was 18 when they first met. So when you think about that, that is the majority, almost their entire lives, that they have been together. They had a secret engagement and they had to wait until after her 21st birthday to get married. So they had commitment. This wasn't just some like fluke thing and they kept it a secret. It was a passionate marriage. It wasn't just something that was arranged because he was an appropriate choice. Like she picked him because she loved him. So it starts from love and they stay together and they're still together. So to have that in this day and age and to look at what all they've been through, like picking passion over like maybe what was expected of them for who they were going to marry and taking over the throne at a younger age than she ever anticipated and then living this long while on the throne and going through all of the changes that the world has gone through since like the 50s. Yeah, I'm going with the royals. Even though I obviously love the Obamas, I think it really is just longevity that they have over the Obamas.
All right.
It doesn't really matter what I think.
We already
pushed someone through. I mean, Leanne was very compelling there, actually. that was pretty good.
You could say ditto. That saves us some time. All right, let's move on to the finals, which I wish we should start making a bet of who we think is going to make the finals and who actually does. I never in my wildest dreams would have guessed that we would have had a number three seed, the Queen, versus a 12 seed, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. But I guess I should just know our panel.
I know my wife, and I would have predicted this almost exactly.
Oh, my God.
Honestly.
All right.
Stereotypical wife.
Ashton, I know you discredited the crown, but you have no idea how much she fucking loves the crown.
I'm not discrediting the power of her
passion for Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively and and John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
All right,
I think you maybe have started to understand.
Wait, what?
The comparison is if we had watched RIPD like what? 2 days ago, Jake, and been like, "Oh my God, Ryan Reynolds is just the best." And obviously I'm joking about that movie, but the point is like, I'm not discrediting the show, The Crown. I'm discrediting the fact that you watched it this past week or whatever. And that is completely.
Yeah. No, she watched it like a year ago. She's just still really into it.
All right. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. I did not know that until this second. So before we just go on and Sarah picks, I want everybody to kind of talk about the pros and cons of both, because I mean, just like the Final Four, I think this is very important. And you don't need to recap stuff you've already talked about, but comparatively, why, you know, the pros of Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip versus regular dude Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. Like, just give me some info on that.
I think the royals run away with this, honestly. 70 years.
Okay, so longevity.
I think we can throw that in there. And pretty much as a trump card on any of these, they're in their fucking 90s and they're still kicking and they're still married. And they have a royal marriage, but Leanne made a valid point that they married for love, not for arrangement or whatever, because Queen Elizabeth wasn't actually supposed to be the queen because her uncle kind of fucked it up and was like, aha, you have to be queen one day. When he was like, I don't want to be king anymore.
Have to be.
Well, yeah. That's because he wanted to have his own marriage for love.
You keep discrediting The Crown, but like it really is a good show, and it like before I watched that show, honestly, I could not care less about the royal family, but I do think that it is very draining, and it's not as
glamorous.
It's very glamorous. Let's not kid ourselves. But I think there's a lot more to it as far as the structure and the stuff that they had to go through as a marriage, especially in the time when they, the man was supposed to be the head of the household and stuff during that time period. Sure. And he had to take a step back and be like, well, she's the queen. So, and, they're still kicking. And I'm sure that it's very hard to get divorced without kind of throwing the country into chaos.
But, and they haven't killed each other. So,
but they haven't killed each other 7 years in.
As of the recording of this episode, they have not.
I'm going to assume they probably sleep in separate bedrooms, but that's okay.
That's like an old age thing.
that's an old people thing.
Yeah, they definitely do.
But either way, years.
Does the fact that, I mean this, and so if you're listening abroad, please don't think that I'm just generalizing things, but the fact that the queen, the royal family, is somewhat of a figurehead rather than a governing body, does that matter at all to you guys? Like, because I said earlier that, you know, jokingly, but it's somewhat true, that one of these couples controls one of the most powerful navies in the world. Does that matter? But the fact is, the queen kind of, I'm not saying a puppet, that's not true, but I mean more of a figurehead is
symbolic
really
the leader. Best.
Yeah, symbolic, yeah, thank you.
She doesn't have any actual power, that's accurate, but I think...
So, and we
I
are...
I think the royal family is... Couples. Yeah, well, I mean, what power does Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have?
But also, there's the power, their symbolic power means a lot.
I mean, if we're going off of power, I think their symbolic power is way more than Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. So,
even though they might not have...
I'm going with the queen. And
all right, I'm trying to just make this interesting, Jake. All right, let me do my job. If you're married...
I think they have power, though, because, I mean, when the royals decide to support a cause, like, they have been very forward in supporting, like, HIV, mental health awareness, lots of things like that. And when they decide to support those causes, it removes the stigma that there is, or it at least helps to move in that direction. Because if you have royal families, think of Diana, all the work that she did back then. When you have a royal family that's willing to be around these people to step out and support that cause, their power might be symbolic, but it does remove some like stigma, or it makes it more acceptable for other people to start helping those charities or those causes, or to see it as something different than what it was. So I think that they have legitimate power just because they're not necessarily calling all the shots. What they choose to do, what they choose to say, how they choose to act leads, like, it sets an example for, I mean, England, but really so much of the world.
All right. Again, I'm doing my job. I just want to present a case. Again, you're married, and I'm not saying you're looking at having kids tomorrow, but when you do have kids or you adopt a Korean child,
no, Jake wants to, anyway,
either way, whatever you end up doing, when you're saying we want you to look forward to a relationship like X, is it going to be one like, are your role models Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, or the adorable Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively?
Can I see how Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds end up in 70 years and then answer this?
That's a great point. And I only bring it up because, like, again, it just being American,
can we just give their power credit for living until their 90s? I mean, that's pretty powerful.
That's pretty good.
Just like between the two of them, both of them made it to their 90s. That's really
Got some good doctors.
Both of them.
All right. I'm going to give my choice. Yes. And I think this is going to settle it.
Ooh.
Who shows up Sunday at Wimbledon?
Well, can the queen still make it?
I don't know.
The queen does. And it's a big fucking deal.
Based off of my knowledge of tennis and the HBO special 7 Days in Hell. The queen is definitely at Wimbledon.
Oh.
That's my point. Boom. I brought tennis back into this mother. So Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, I think, are going to be our winners. Any objections? Any final thoughts? Anybody that you think, oh my God, I cannot believe that this person didn't make it further?
John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
They would have given the Queen a better run for their money. I mean, what do you think? So we got John Legend.
I think the semifinals between the Obamas and the Queen were more competitive. And even though I picked Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively over Jay-Z and Beyonce,
they're pretty powerful.
I think the argument probably would have been more compelling between them and the Queen. But
I cannot believe that Tom Brady did not make it out of the first round. But knowing you, I should have assumed, but I cannot believe it.
Fuck Tom Brady.
You literally put him off here so you could say that.
I think I told you that from the very beginning that I was letting him out of the first round. I think I told you that when we nominated. You thought I was kidding.
All right.
But I was not. I hate him.
Okay, all right. That's another bracket in the books. I'd like to congratulate the most awesome couple ever, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, on their amazing victory.
You mean Jake and Leanne? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. That is from Princess Diaries.
bonus round, Jake and Leanne versus Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth. Who wins?
I think I should say bonus round. Who are we upset couldn't even make this list because they got divorced? I mean, that just makes me so sad. I mean, again, Chris Pratt.
Yeah. That was sad.
I mean, we could throw a bunch of names into there. I was really
my
into
favorite Amy one.
Poehler and Will Arnett for a while. I thought they were.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. That one bummed me out.
My one I found out about recently that is just blowing my mind in so many ways is Amber Heard and Elon Musk. Just the fact that those two are in the same sentence is just awesome.
Want to see my spaceship?
Do you want to go to Mars? I mean, that's just crazy. All right. Either way. The fact is, we had so many of these power couples, we might do a part two, just because I think together, Jake, you and I had like 60 names, and we tried to narrow it down to 16. We couldn't even do that. But anyway, that's it for this week. As you know, I want to look toward the future. So what's next week's topic, Jake?
Next week's topic, we're going to put it in the Choose For Me generator. If you're listening, you can always tweet us or email us at Bracket Buddies on Twitter, bracketbuddies@gmail.com via email. And if you have some suggestions for topics, I'll throw it on my random topic generator app. That was free. but for now, we're going to run on things that Ashton and I came up with. And we have best Star Wars ships. Lego or
perfect.
Otherwise.
Much more in my wheelhouse. God. Awesome. Well, I love that we picked these random, and I love that is next week, because now I have maybe a little more ammo than this week. So we'll have a new guest next week to help us out. As always, I want to thank you, the listener, for playing along. I want to thank Leanne for helping us pick a winner. Thank you very much for helping us this week. Honestly, I mean, I could not have done this just alone talking with Jake. I needed your passion for every one of these matchups. It really made this fun. But it's kind of fun. What couple, and you can both answer this, do you think is going to make the biggest move in 2018?
Well, the Queen is getting on up there. Oh, biggest couple? Oh. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are getting married in the spring, so that's going to be a royal wedding.
How about one we didn't put in our bracket if we're going royals? Prince Charles and Camilla are probably in the next year or two going to be King Charles and Camilla. And so they automatically take a step up by being king instead of prince.
True.
So by default, they
Prince
take a step
William
up.
And Kate Middleton are going to have a kid.
That's cool, but until Charles dies, then...
Why don't you guys just move to England? Jeez. I'm talking about... I need some dirt.
All right.
Another Kim and Kanye.
Another Kim and
Kanye. Oh, well, you know all the Kardashian sisters are pregnant.
Yeah.
No, which I don't means know
they're
that.
Gonna
I know
have babies, which are gonna marry Odom. Other rich
Kendall
people.
And or no, sorry. Kylie and Chloe are pregnant right now.
Yeah, and in 20 years, their babies are gonna make it way up on this list, and that's gonna be
I'm sorry.
Can't wait.
You can say shit.
So nobody else though that
do you know how many times I said fuck Tom Brady on this podcast? Do you think you can't say shit?
It didn't even like register for me.
It's so natural that she doesn't even hear it anymore. But my point is, like, is there anybody that next year I'm going to be going, okay, I can't, like, they're so perfect for each other. I mean, we didn't even mention, like, the Ryan Goslings, the Even Mendezes, the Ben Affleck, the Jennifer Garners.
Ryan Gosling is more adorable with Emma Stone.
Yeah,
that's my stance.
Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone were made for each other. So if Ryan Gosling divorces Even Mendez,
he better get with Emma Stone.
Then Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone are skyrocketing to number one. Because they're the cutest awesome. One-screen right. couple of all time.
All right. Well, we'll be on the lookout for that. And you, the listeners, please be on the lookout for our next episode where, again, we will be debating top Star Wars vehicles, I think we're going to agree on. Not necessarily ships. Yeah. We'll get into that next week. Until then, please follow us on Twitter at Bracket Buddies. And please, please send us some random topics, anything you're passionate about. We'll find a way to be passionate about it, too. At bracketbuddies@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening, and please spread the word, tell your friends. Any final words, Jake?
No.
I thought you were just going to throw in one more fuck Tom Brady, but that's fine. We'll see you next time, guys.
Fuck Tom Brady.